Bucket on the mound for Riverdale this morning. Hope he's a morning person.
Yeah, me too.
Here's the 2-1 pitch. Down, there's a strike call. Two balls, two strikes. Had to wait. Jackson Paisley, the center fielder for Cookeville. He'll be followed by Ben Shelton, then James Paisley. The pitch is swung on, a shot to the right side and through for a base hit. So Cookeville gets their leadoff man on with a single right past Dylan King over at second base. Brings up Ben Shelton, the catcher.
Jay Mullen's time of the first pitch, by the way, was 9:51. We knew we were going to be a little early this morning. 9:51, Jay Mullen's Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank and next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
So Brady Puckett going to work from the stretch now. Paisley at first. Here's the pitch. Runner not going. It's down low. One ball, no strikes.
That was a pretty good off-speed pitch right there.
Puckett's been kind of their go-to guy in the rotation. Couldn't be any bigger than it is today. It's do or die. The stretch, the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, popped back this way and out of play. Count even at a ball and a strike.
It actually came back into the field of play, John, and it must have hit him.
Now down the shortstop, number 22.
Well,
James,
I don't know how.
I didn't see any of that. They're going to get a runner. I don't know how to score that, Brian. Catcher interference. Okay, that makes sense. So Shelton is on. Runners at first and second now. There's a runner for Shelton. We'll try to get that number for you in just a second.
Well, this is not the start that Riverdale wanted right here.
No, it isn't. James Paisley, the batter. Must be Jackson's brother. Off-speed pitch in there. A beauty and so on one. We'll give you the complete lineups for you between games. We'll also have an interview with Coach Barry Messer. We'll try to get that in for you, too. Started about 10 minutes early this morning. 0-1 the count, the stretch, here's the pitch. There's another strike, fastball right on the outside corner, and he's out in front of Paisley, 0-2. Ryan Julian would be next. Cookeville, 30-9 on the year. You get to this stage of the game, there aren't any slouches.
No, you just better not expect it.
Here's the pitch. That one sails up high, and it's one ball, two strikes.
Cookeville in the Carolina blue tops. And that's not their school color. They are basically red, white, and blue, the Cavaliers.
Well, they're, you know, setting a fashion trend.
Riverdale in the
schools
camo.
Schools don't use their school colors as
absolutely
much anymore,
not.
Just a little bit. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That one sails outside. And the count even now, two balls, two strikes. Paisley at first, Shelton at second. I'll make that Paisley at second, Shelton at first. Nobody out here in the top half of the frame. Could use a double play ball right here, right now. The stretch, the check of the runners, the 2-2 pitch. Changeup got him. We'll take that as well. Strikeout number one for Puckett. Got him on a changeup, Brian, and it was a beauty. It dropped, the bottom dropped out of it.
Well, hopefully Brady can rear back and dig deep here early.
Here's Ryan Julian, the right fielder, the cleanup hitter for Cookeville. Right-handed batter steps in there. Garrett League is catching today. And now time is called. Jacob Edgington would be next, the first baseman. Well, you couldn't beat the weather. We hope it holds off to at least Friday. Breaking ball in there for a strike. And he's out in front of Julian. No balls and a strike. Paisley led off with a single to right. Shelton, catcher's interference, reached first. Paisley struck out, and now Julian, the batter. The 0-1 pitch on the way. There's another strike. Boy, he's painting the corners right now.
That's one thing that Colin Snyder had a little bit of trouble with yesterday, is getting that outside corner call, and right now it looks like Puckett has found it.
No balls, two strikes to Julian. The sign by League, the stretch by Puckett. Here's the pitch. Ooh, that just missed. One ball, two strikes. You can hear everybody oohing and aahing on that one.
CAK and Central Magnet coming up about 12:30 this afternoon as well. Right after this game, we'll have a brief intermission, and then we'll have that game for you. hopefully we'll have a 6 o'clock game here tonight.
1-2 pitches down low. Two balls, two strikes. No score. Cookeville threatening here in the top half of the first. This is our brunch game.
We had brunch.
We did have brunch. Boy, it was delicious. Great hospitality here at Siegel. Breaking ball swung on. Slow bouncer to King. Flipped the second one. Can't get the other one. Ball was just too slowly hit. But get a force out. That goes 4-6 on the put out. And they're two away. And Jacob Edgington, the batter. And so Brady Puckett with a great opportunity to get out of this mess. Garrett League letting everybody know what play is on and what's going on out there.
Looks like with where Woodson is playing out there at third that they're not going to be as concerned about the runner at third in Paisley. They're going to try to just get the easiest out.
Pitches down low, a ball. Boy, Edgington is a man, isn't he? Wow.
A beast.
Big guy. A big guy. Craig Luzinski.
Think he can hit with some power?
I think if he gets a hold of it, he can. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. There's a strike called on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Paisley goes to third. Shelton was forced out. And Julian is down there at first. Two out. Puckett fakes the third, steps off the rubber, and we'll start it all over again.
I think Paisley's taking a bit too much of a lead out there for his liking.
There's a 1-1 count here on Jacob Edgington. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He had a big cut, comes up empty, and it's 1-2.
John, that was a fastball-like delivery there, but just didn't get to the plate quite as fast, and Edgington was way out front on that one.
1-2 the count. Puckett taking a little more time with runners on. The 1-2 pitch, runner going at first. Swung on, line drive, base hit, right field. A run scores, Cookeville's up 1-0. Going to third is Julian, and it's an RBI single going the other way by Jacob Edgington. Second hit of the inning. They give Edgington an RBI, and Cookeville draws first blood. It's going to bring up Blaine Smith, the designated hitter. Defensively, League is catching Puckett. Fultz is over at first today. Dylan King at second. Drew Huff at short. Brad Woodson over at third. The outfield is Caleb Swayze in left. Haddon Adams in center. Jordan McNeil in right. Fultz will not bat. He's usually the defensive replacement for Puckett. 1-0 Cookeville. Top half of the first. Here's the pitch. Change up in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Well, now it's damage control.
Yep, you're
try
right.
Try to get out.
Very similar to the inning Snyder had.
Except his was the second.
Yep.
We don't want a four spot up there, though.
No. Here's the pitch. That one's down low, and the count even at a ball and a strike. The Cavaliers from Cookeville, Tennessee. You've been to Cookeville, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
We've been there several times.
Former district foe, as a matter of fact.
They have a great Golden Corral there that I ask to go to every time we get in that area, but never, no takers. Oh, he's way out in front of that one. There's a swing and a miss. That one didn't even hit the plate. It bounced before it got to the plate, and he swung and missed it.
That's called anticipating
yes.
The pitch right there.
Thinking he's going to get something that he doesn't get. He was looking fastball and got a changeup. One ball, two strikes. Julian with a lead at third. Edgington. Well, he could take maybe two steps and be halfway to second. Boy, he's big. One ball, two strikes. Puckett from the stretch. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Going to have to throw him out, which League is going to do easily for out number three. Two strikeouts in the inning for Puckett, but Cookeville comes up with two runs. I mean, make that one run on two hits, and they leave two. And we're going to the bottom half of the first. Riverdale finds himself trailing 1-0. And now this interview with Barry Messer. Brian Barrett had it before the game.
Thanks, John. We're here with Coach Barry Messer of the Riverdale Warriors. And, Coach, it's the Cookeville Cavaliers, an old district foe here from way back when.
Yes, it brings back a lot of memories playing old Butch and the Cavaliers. So somebody that I'm pretty familiar with, playing a lot of times in the district, so it'll be an exciting game.
Well, this is the hand that you're dealt, and now have to work your way through this loser's bracket and keep on winning.
Absolutely. It's just another game. We just got to go out and approach it like we approached the previous 39 and just continue to compete, you know, at every level, and one game at a time.
I noticed Brady had, you know, some Sour Patch Kids ready for all the singles today. Is it some of the little things that go on behind the scenes?
Yeah, I think our kids are motivated by Skittles and helmet stickers. So, you know, Sour Patch Kids, what they're sitting there telling me. Sour Patch Kids and helmet stickers. So it's sometimes you overlook how minutely things can be taken into perspective.
Well, I hope that bag is full.
Oh, absolutely. I hope it's empty at the end of the game, too.
Well, that's what it's going to take. You know, yesterday was just such a weird game. You had, what, seven hits in the game, eight hits, but just couldn't get those runs around.
Yeah, it's just like I told Tom, it's just one of them games that are just uncharacteristic about us. Usually we're the guy that gets the hit with people on base, and we just didn't do it yesterday. And, you know, that was one of 39, and it doesn't define us. Today is another day, and we'll just go out and do what we've been done, you know, for the last 3 months.
Who do we see?
All right, that was Barry Messer, a candid interview about Skittles and all kinds of things. Brian, you really go in-depth with your interviews.
Well, we try.
Drew Huff leading off here for Riverdale here in the bottom half of the first. Riverdale trails 1-0. It'll be Huff, Adams, and Puckett. And Jeremy Haggerty, I would think you would want to call him a crafty lefty. He just got the second strike in on Huff.
Well, he's a fast worker, too.
No balls and two strikes to count to Huff. Here's the pitch. And that one is a little off-speed pitch. It falls outside. One ball, two strikes. Give the rest of the lineup, if you would, Brian, for Riverdale.
All right. After Drew Huff, you've got Haddon Adams on deck. He's the center fielder. Batting third, the pitcher, Brady Puckett. Caleb Swayze playing left and batting fourth.
There's a line drive, but right to the right fielder, Julian, and for out number one. Hit it well, but right to the right fielder, Julian.
Rest of the lineups here from Winners Trophies, also Fans Heating and Air, and Loveless Fine Photography. Brad Woodson batting fifth and playing third. The DH is Clint McCullough in the sixth hole, batting seventh. Dylan King, the second baseman. Garrett League catching and batting eighth. Batting ninth, Jordan McNeil, the right fielder. Charlie Fultz is playing first, and they're DHing for him.
Haddon Adams takes a strike on a curve, 0-1.
Those starting lineups again brought to you by Winners Trophies, Fans Heating and Air, and Loveless Fine Photography.
Pitches up high. One ball, one strike. Jeremy Haggerty. And Haggerty is, as we mentioned, a left-hander. He is a junior, can also play first base. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up. Right side. First baseman Edgington running back, now circling back. Collides with the second baseman, but hangs on to it for the out. Well, he and Hall had a nice little collision, and you know what? Edgington's going to win that every time.
Well, yeah.
Hall feared for his life.
I fear for my life, too.
That ball, the wind just kind of kept that pop-up going back and back and back, but Edgington hangs on for the out, brings up Brady Puckett.
Brady was 1-for-4 yesterday in the loss to Ravenwood. He singled in the first inning.
Pitches outside and high. One ball, no strikes.
It was a two-out single, as a matter of fact, then as well. Drew Huff had the best day of everyone. He was 3-for-4 in that leadoff spot.
1-0 pitch. Outside, two balls, no strike. That was a game yesterday. Riverdale had a lot of hits, but it seemed like they either had two out when they started a rally or they had a, you know, something would happen, and it just couldn't piece it together. Here's a pitch lined in the left, base hit. He just reached out and poked that ball and singles the left.
Well, the hits weren't the problem yesterday. They had eight hits in the game, I think, John, but it was getting those runs across, and they didn't have the timely hits with people on to score but one run yesterday. And Brady Puckett continues his hot hitting. He's had a hit in every game, if not more. And Caleb Swayze, John, yesterday was 1-for-3. He had a smashing double to lead off the fourth.
Breaking pitch into the dirt. Good stop down there by Shelton. And it's one ball, no strikes to Caleb Swayze. He'll be followed by Brad Woodson if Caleb can do something with the bat here. 1-0 Cookeville. We're in the bottom half of the first. Here's the stretch and the pitch. There's a strike right at the knees. And it's even at a ball and a strike.
I cannot tell you the number of people that have said, hey, so-and-so's listening in Montana today. So-and-so's listening, and I mean, all of these different states. It's amazing.
Well, I know somebody that's listening, and there's a strike called. Alan Friedman was in Kevin Woodson's wedding. He's listening from Michigan today.
How
from Michigan. So we want to say a hearty hello to Alan Friedman.
It's pretty amazing the response that we've gotten from the iPhone and Android apps and listening online. People from out of town, we hope you enjoy our coverage.
Runner going. Pitch is swung on. Fouled out of play, maybe. Giving chase is Talkington out there, but it's out of play. Well,
They say we do an okay job, too, so that's what's even more surprising.
And I just wanted to ask Alan if, you know, he has to wear reading glasses like Kevin does. So they're basically the same age, evidently. So.
Oh, I'm sure Alan's in a little better shape than Kevin.
Oh, I bet that's going to get back.
Maybe so.
Well, the banana pudding's gone. There it went, right out the door. Here's the pitch, swung on, fouled down the right field line, and now I'm not going to judge it. Edgington may come up with that. We cannot see from our angle here, but
I think that one went over the
fence. He's still alive. One ball, two strikes. You know, sometimes, you know, Brian, you just kind of
go
over
too
the
far.
Edge. Yeah.
I tend to do that.
I had us a regular supply of banana pudding coming, and now you just squashed it all in one fell swoop. One ball, two strikes to count. Now they've got him hung up. And they are going to throw him out. I believe that may have been Belcher out there running. And the side is retired. No runs. There was a hit. And nobody left. Caught stealing. We finished one. It's Cookeville 1, Riverdale nothing. You're listening to State Farm Spring Fling right here on WGNS.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents. Solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids. And it's far deeper than coaching on the field or teaching in the class.
MTCS.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
WGNS coverage of Spring Fling brought to you in part by J. Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, Craig's Tax Service, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. I want to say hello to Dennis Weaver listening in on the drive-in from Manchester.
There's a pitch, a strike called to left-handed hitter Clay Talkington, the left fielder. Count is even at a ball and a strike. Here's the pitch. And it is low, I think. Nope, it is low. Two balls and a strike. I was right. There's strike three called. And Talkington caught looking. Strikeout number three for Puckett.
Now batting the second baseman, number 13, Taylor Hall.
Here's the pitch, and it's fouled away. That is Taylor Hall, the second baseman. A right-handed hitter, batting number seven in the lineup. No balls and a strike. One out here. We're in the top half of the second. Puckett kicks and fires. High. Has some heat to that one. And it's one and one. We'll be having the Central Middle game right after this game with a little break in between. Pitches down low in the dirt. Lee couldn't hold on. Kind of dribbles out of here toward us. Two balls, one strike. Brian Barrett is everywhere, and he brings in some much-needed liquid.
Refreshment.
Here's the pitch. Swung on. Pretty well hit left field. Swayze going back. Still going back. Makes the catch with one hand, and there's two away. Hit that ball. Gave it a ride, but Swayze up to the task. Makes the catch. Brings up Charles Harris, the third baseman. The number nine hitter in the batting order.
Now batting the third baseman, number 16, Charles Harris.
I go over to get the lineups this morning, Brian, and I go to the Cookville dugout and take a picture of it. You know, that's becoming more and more popular. Just take a picture of the lineup.
Yeah.
Here's a strike called, and they had last names. That's it. And so I had to go through the roster and look at it. But doing extra work just for you to make the broadcast better.
For our listening audience, not for me.
Well, they don't know you, evidently, like I know you. I don't want to hear that wrath. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Chopped. Tough play. Huff. Got to wait for it. Throw to first. In time. Crowd number three. Easy inning for Brady Puckett here in the top half of the second. We go to the bottom of the second. Cookville leads it 1-0 over Riverdale. You're listening to State Farm Spring Fling here on WGNS.
Prentice Alsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Alsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Alsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Alsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAlsup.com.
Haynes Brothers Lumber Company specializes in replacement and custom windows and doors. This is Terry Haynes, and Sun Windows and Doors have a wide array of options to fit every application and budget. Our knowledgeable staff will help you with design ideas to answering technical glass performance questions. Haynes Brothers Lumber and Sun Windows and Doors. It's a winning combination. Call us today at 893-1515 or stop by our showroom on Northwest Broad Street. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company and Sun Windows, the people you know, the people you trust.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson. You're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
This morning's game brought to you by State Farm Agent Andy Womack, located at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealer. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Andy Womack, 890-0850. Jeremy Haggerty is second inning of work. He's leading 1-0, and the first pitch to Caleb Swayze is a strike, 0-1. Swayze was up after they got Belcher in the rundown and threw him out. The wind in the pitch. Breaking ball swung on, foul back out of play. Okay, he's down front 0-2. Right?
Swayze's not a bad person to have lead off here this inning, John. He was hit by a pitch, doubled yesterday, popped up to short as well, so he was 1-for-3.
Had a big double. Thought we were going to start something going, and it kind of faded. Inning started off great and didn't end so well.
Yeah, didn't even get a run out of that inning. As a matter of fact, it was the fifth inning. Riverdale got their only run.
One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Lifted into left center and deep. It's up against the wall. Picking it up and throwing it in will be Paisley, but not before. A leadoff double by Caleb Swayze.
Let's go, boys.
What is it? Time to quit playing around, isn't it?
Yep.
Let's go. Lead-off double for Swayze brings up Brad Woodson, who's more than likely, or could be, possibly, bunting. He's a good handler of the bat.
Well, Riverdale played from behind all game yesterday. They're behind now. Let's play out front a little while.
The right-handed batter steps in there. The stretch by Haggerty, the pitch. He is showing bunt and takes a strike 0-1. I haven't seen Brad Woodson make an error all year in the games that we've watched.
Boy, he is a solid third baseman.
Here's the pitch. Bunted. Bunts it foul, however. And he's in the hole 0-2.
Hope folks have enjoyed our coverage. And don't forget, check out WGNSradio.com in the sports section. We have a few photos. Of course, the game podcast from yesterday's games. And even an interview we had in the postgame show last night with Buddy Powers on there.
Here's a stretch by Haggerty, the 0-2 pitch. Boy, he took a breaking ball and served it right up the middle. Swayze's being sent. Here's the throw to the plate. It's offline. It's 1-1. Brad Woodson comes through with an RBI single. An 0-2 count, and he just golfed it. Took a 7-iron and whipped it right up into center field for a base hit. Swayze scores, and we're tied at 1.
You know what this means, right? We want more.
That's exactly right. Woodson at first. Nobody out. Let's keep it going. Clint McCullough, the designated hitter. Right-handed batter getting the sign from Barry Messer. Want to say congratulations to Coach Chris Biggs and his lovely wife. What's her name? Oh, yeah, Lindsay. Here's the pitch. Outside the ball. Congratulations on having a baby girl, Loretta. Actually born Monday. I forgot the exact weight, but I think it was like six, maybe I better not say. But it's lovely. Saw a picture of her, and I know Chris is excited, and it worked out perfectly for them. They induced labor and had it while on an off day.
Well, Chris is
in typical baseball style.
I saw him walking around with kind of a smile on his face. I wondered what was up.
Here's the pitch. It's a strike called, 1-1. Well, nothing like a newborn, and his life will never be the same. Just want to tell you.
No, Chris, if he thinks this week is sleepless, just wait.
Yeah, she's waiting for him to get home.
I bet.
After this week. 1-1 pitch. Bunted up foul. I know the happy grandpa, Tommy Nolan, is ecstatic. He's probably with her. If he's not here, and he may be here, but I know somebody's with her right now.
Yeah, it wouldn't be very good to leave a newborn by themselves.
Well, Lindsay's there.
Oh,
the mother's
okay.
There.
You said, oh, with them.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
But I'm sure they're helping out somehow. 1-2 two strikes. Here's the stretch, the pitch. Swing and a miss. And goes down Clint McCullough with a strikeout, the first for Haggerty. Brings up Dylan King, the second baseman.
How about the second baseman?
Dylan yesterday.
Dylan King.
0-for-3.
Yeah, thank you. I can read your writing.
He had ground outs to third each time up. Shot to third, a chopper to third, and a ground out to third.
It looks like a shot to third, a dropper to third, and a go to third.
Well, don't read my sheet then.
Here's the pitch. Strike called. You're a little huffy in the morning, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
You're grumpy.
Just ask anybody.
Well, probably don't have to, I can imagine. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Into the dirt. League with a make that Shelton with a good stop.
I'm normally on the air at this time every morning. It's not morning to me.
Yeah, you sound really happy when you're on the air, except when you're with me. What was that
I think
say?
You bring out the worst
yeah,
of
that
sometimes.
Woodson at first had that RBI single. 1-1, one strike the count. Throw over. Woodson back easily. And we'll do it all over again.
We will have coverage of Central Magnet and CAK after this game. And if Riverdale wins this game, they'll play at 6 tonight, and we'll have that, and that's what we want.
Here's the pitch. Swung on. Well hit left center. Same spot. The Swayze hit. And it's going to roll up against the wall. Woodson's being waved. He's going to score, and it's a double. And an RBI for Dylan King. Boy, the Skittles are going wild out there today. He's going to have to dish out more than just a few.
Oh, today is Sour Patch Kids Day.
Sour Patch Kids Day. Okay.
Yep. And that's Swayze with a couple, and Brad gets one. Dylan King gets a couple. It's you know, a sour patch for singles, so let's keep these hits going. Four hits in the game and three in this inning.
Riverdale's taking the lead 2-1, and it brings up Garrett League, the catcher. Haggerty from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He's had a rough second inning here, giving up three hits, two runs. He has struck out one. And he's out in front of League 0-1. McNeil would be next. The stretch, here's the pitch. Takes the strike called right in on his hands, and it's 0-2.
If you notice, Haggerty kind of pitches down a lot, and they have, like Brad Woodson's single, he kind of golfed it out there. They're reaching down because that's where he's throwing.
Here's the stretch and the pitch just outside. And count even, 2 balls, 2 strikes, or make that, well, we'll just wait and see. Maybe that was the first one. 1-2, I believe that is right. Barry Messer down at third. Chris Biggs coaching at first for Riverdale. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up, David Limbaugh, the den mother.
Limbaugh was, you talk about not a morning person.
I'm telling you.
Limbaugh was struggling.
Well, let me tell you.
Get a high out of him, and he's usually just full of energy.
Let me tell you about his day, though. He told me.
Okay. 1-2 pitch. Strike three called. Caught looking. Garrett League, and going to bring up Jordan McNeil. Second strikeout for Haggerty.
Yesterday, Limbaugh, yesterday morning at 7 o'clock, was at the Williamson County Expo Center to set up for graduation. After yesterday's game, went back for graduation to the Williamson County Expo Center, set up everything, left about 10:30. So he had graduation, baseball, all on the same day.
Oh, wow. My apologies, Mr. Limbaugh. Pitches a ball high, one ball, no strikes.
But Gary Messer did say he sleeps until 11:30 on Saturday. So
Dylan King at second. Well, you know, I'd still need to apologize. Dave is a good guy. Couldn't do without him. A very important part of that Riverdale program. One ball, no strikes. The pitch is outside. 2-0 to McNeil. We'll get to the top of the order here in just a second with Drew Huff.
He was pretty fired up about those hits here in this inning.
Well, offense will help you any day. Just ask the Braves. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. There's a strike. McNeil taking all the way.
I enjoyed listening to the end of that game last night. We had a full day of baseball yesterday afternoon.
It's a great time of year. A lot of stuff going on, a lot of baseball activity. And the unfortunate thing, it just kind of cuts off, right? Summer just hits and then nothing going on. Two balls, two strikes as Haggerty misses in the outside.
Well, we hope our...
You know, I don't see you for like two, 3 months after this.
Well, that's because you won't answer my calls.
Well,
shut the door in my face when I show up at your house.
2-2 pitch, swung on, chopped to short. Up with it is Paisley. Going to throw into the dirt. Did he get him? Yes, he did, to retire the side. But not before Riverdale comes through with two runs on three hits. And they left one, but it's good news right now. We've completed two. Brian Barrett's going to do the play-by-play here coming up. Riverdale leads it 2-1 over Cookeville. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane cares about our youth.
We would be more than happy to talk to them or their parents about all the opportunities youth bowling can afford them.
Kelly Marlin at the Smyrna Bowling Center says they have youth leagues running year-round.
It's a good opportunity for kids that are involved in other sports. We have opportunities for all of those kids to participate.
And the Smyrna Bowling Center is the home of the state high school championships.
We have the TSSAA state tournament here.
Caring for our young people, the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane.
Hey, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, West Northfield Boulevard. We're going to try to do the same things that we've always done. Something for everybody, a gift for the guy that's 15 years old that needs to buy something for his girlfriend. But also I want to have that really, really nice present for a 50th anniversary. Come in and see us, J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. West Northfield Boulevard, right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
2-1 Riverdale. We go to the top of the third, and here to carry it through the third and fourth is Brian Barrett.
First pitch and second pitch in there for a strike from Brady Puckett, who is settling in nicely and now has a 2-1 lead. Jackson Paisley is the batter. Singled his first time up, reaches out, and swings and misses at a changeup. And three pitches, and Paisley is retired. The fourth strikeout for Brady Puckett. Brings in Ben Shelton, who reached on a catcher's interference call. Was forced out at second later on in the first inning. The pitch, change up, and a beaut by Brady Puckett. No balls, one strike. Riverdale has to win this game to play tonight to continue their quest for a state championship. This pitch in the dirt. If they are fortunate enough to win this game, they will play tonight at 6 o'clock. A game we'll have right after all sports talk. The wind, the pitch. This went in there for strike two. That ball was right down Warrior Drive. Puckett looks in and Now a time called by Shelton as he steps out. Central Magnet and CAK a little later on this morning. Pitch swung on, chopped into outfield for a base hit down the first baseline. Dribbles out there and a two-strike hit there by Ben Shelton. So that is their third hit. Lewis going to be running over at first for Shelton. The batter, Paisley, he struck out his last time up. Right-handed batter taking on the right-handed Brady Puckett. Puckett with the long look in and now sets to deliver the pitch outside. Absolutely gorgeous. Sun-drenched day. Puckett with the sign, stretches, and now the pitch. Oh, just a little low. Did he go? He did. One ball, one strike now. To Ben, make that James Paisley. Peek back at first. Here's the wind, the pitch, swing and a miss. They're going to throw down to first, but not going to be in time. Throw a little low. Ball gets away from Fultz for just a moment, turns and spins and finds it, but not enough time for Shelton to go anywhere. The count is one ball, two strikes to James Paisley, who struck out his last time up. Runner going, going to be blooped into left center, charging with a diving catch out there by Swayze. The throw into first, diving in. Are they going to pick him off? They are. Double play. Paisley pops out to Swayze. And that's going to be Shelton, or Lewis running for Shelton, caught stealing. So, facing the minimum, despite the hit, no runs, there was a hit, nobody left on, erased by that double play. We're going to move along here to the bottom of the third. Your score is Riverdale 2, Cookeville 1.
Sir Pizza. Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with my friend Jamie, whose parents just don't understand our obsession.
I told them I only eat squares and with only crumble bits of pepperoni.
They say that's how it all starts.
Don't fight it, Jamie. Don't fight the force. Square slices forever, bro. Give in to the Sir Pizza obsession on East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial between the VA and Sportscom.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services.
This is Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service. We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We've been serving Rutherford County since 1988.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
We're just off Memorial Boulevard at 142 Heritage Park Drive.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Drew Huff, the batter, takes a strike on the first pitch. Change up. This one's going to get away after being fouled back. Shelton retrieves it. 0-2 in the hole here is Drew Huff, leading off the third, Riverdale leading 2-1.
Today's game brought to you by State Farm agent Andy Womack, located at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard. Give him a call at 890-0850.
Drew Huff lined out to right field back in the first inning. Takes this pitch outside as Haggerty is trying to get him to chase outside. One ball, two strikes. The wind, the pitch, swing and a miss. Up high with that one. And got him to swing away. That is the third strikeout for Jeremy Haggerty. Brings up Haddon Adams. Popped up to first. Back in the first. Adams was 1-for-4 in yesterday's loss. Fastball outside corner. Strike called.
Seems like Haggerty's throwing the fastball more here in the mid-innings than he did at the beginning. He threw a lot of off-speed stuff in the first inning.
Went outside with the curveball. One ball, one strike. Right-handed batter Adams stands in. Looking at the 1-1 pitch. Going to be popped into right field. Backing up is Julian out there. In right and is under it to make the catch.
Well, he hit that ball a long way. It didn't look like it's just carried almost to the track out there at the 357 mark.
Brady Puckett singled back in the first. But the runner was caught stealing. It was Belcher. And the pitcher, Haggerty's hat comes off as he was in his windup, and he stops.
Happens to left-handers a lot.
The first pitch to Puckett. Outside. One ball, no strikes. So, again, Puckett singled his last time up, but as Swayze was batting back in the first, Belcher was caught at a rundown. Barry Messer's asking a question here, and I'm not sure what that question is.
I think it's whether the first pitch that he didn't release it was a ball. That's the only thing I could think of.
Because it was actually nothing.
Yeah.
The way they counted it. No ball, no strike. Nothing.
And I don't know for sure that's what he was asking, but.
Well, the umpire did come back and say one ball, no strikes is the count. So I'm sure that that's what Barry was asking. Puckett stands in, ready for the 1-0 pitch, and here it is. Low and outside. Haggerty is not really wanting to give Brady Puckett a lot to pitch or a lot to hit. Here's the 2-0. Jammed him up inside, and Puckett sent it the other way, and a mile.
And that's probably why.
And it was... It's out on Thompson Lane right now. It's rolling across the road.
You don't want to give him a fastball, I mean, at this point.
Two balls and a strike. The pitch. High and outside. Brady Puckett is seeing the ball really, really well here in this postseason. The pitch in the dirt and walked him. So Puckett reaches on a two-out walk and brings up Caleb Swayze, who doubled his last time up.
Now batting.
And Swayze yesterday also had a thunderous double, so let's keep that streak going along here.
Didn't try to pull it last time up, went the other way with it and sent it out to left center field. It was a beautiful swing. And there's a big gap out there again now. They have him shaded toward right, and he is a natural pull hitter, but he can go the other way with it.
See what the lefty does. Swayze, the left-handed batter, looks at a changeup inside for ball one. Maybe Haggerty is getting a little wary out there. He's been behind a couple of batters. There are two out here in the inning. Fastball about letter high. Two balls, no strikes. Brad Woodson would be next. If Swayze can get on. Riverdale leads 2-1 over the Cavaliers. Got those two in the bottom of the second. This pitch low. And Swayze in the driver's seat here. Three balls, no strikes, the count. Haggerty sets and delivers. Got the fastball in there this time. And, of course, Swayze was going to take that one. Barry Messer coaching down there at third. Here's the pitch. Low. Walked him. Back-to-back walks. Going to second is Belcher, who is running for Puckett, and failed to mention that to you.
Brad Woodson
delivered the RBI single that scored the tying run in Swayze. Dylan King had an RBI double that scored Woodson, that gave them the 2-1 lead. Springs the Cookeville coach out for a little chit-chat.
Yeah, well, we have a little discussion. I want to remind you that State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS here is brought to you in part by DirecTV by Intersource, Rick's Barbecue, Gil's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction.
The conference is over. And Brad Woodson stands in. Number 22. Ready for the first pitch here from Haggerty. Runners at first and second. Brad showing bunt. Pulls it back. Takes a strike. The sign from Barry Messer to Woodson. A laundry list of motions. One that means something to him. The 0-1 pitch. Good stop here by Shelton. The catcher was low. One ball, one strike. Two out, two on. Bottom of the third. Haggerty looks back at second. Now makes the pitch. It's outside. Haggerty has struggled here this inning, especially with the last two batters after striking out Huff. And a fly out to right by Adams. Walk the next two. This one very low, but a strike call. And you can hear at least the Riverdale crowd's reaction.
Yeah, they're not real happy with that call. I don't think Brad was either, or Barry.
2-2 pitch with two out. 22 at the plate. Runners going. This is going to be fouled away and rolls.
Brad's a good player to hit and run with.
That one finds its way into Mr. Delbridge's office over at Siegel Middle School.
I think that's Belcher down there, isn't it, running for?
Belcher is running at second for Puckett. Swayze at first, the 2-2 pitch. Fouled back.
Caught him reaching a little bit, just got a hold of it, just a piece of it.
If Woodson can reach somehow, some way, it's Clint McCullough on deck. The DH for the Warriors today. Haggerty shakes off a pitch from Shelton, now gets the sign, pops back up this way, does Woodson. And once again, Woodson has spoiled another Haggerty pitch. Shakes off another pitch. Now sets to deliver another 2-2, and it's going to be lined foul down the first base side.
Boy, he's making him work.
Brad stands in. Woodson ready. Haggerty's pitch. Swing and a miss. He did make him work, but when Haggerty needed it, he got the strikeout. No runs, no hits. There were two walks in the inning, and there were two Riverdale Warriors left. We've played through three innings now, going to the top of the fourth with the Warriors leading the Cavaliers 2-1 on State Farm Prep baseball coverage of spring fling.
Parents of seniors, listen up. Loveless Photography wants to remind you there's still time to get your senior portraits ordered. It's time to mail in those cap and gown photo orders. They've been laying on the kitchen table for a while. Get those mailed back into Loveless. Also time to get those spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography, capturing memories for families for over 30 years. They're proud of this year's seniors, and they know you are too. Get your cap and gown along with spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography on Clark between Memorial and Highland. Lovelessphotography.com, 890-1558.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro. We're on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club. Midas is known for mufflers and exhausts, and we do it like no one else.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro, where we also do brakes, tires, oil changes, alignments, diagnostics.
If it's a problem for you, then we can solve it.
There's no car or truck problem we can't solve to get you back safely on the road.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
We're on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Ryan Julian on the second pitch. Pops it up to Adams in deep center field for out number one. And MTSU leading Old Dominion. Was it? I didn't hear the score. Rafferty will give it to me here in a second. 3-2 is the score in Sunbelt Conference USA play. First pitch to the big man, Jacob Edgington, is a ball. Middle of the fifth inning on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Edgington fouls this one back this way. Delivered an RBI single to give Cookeville their only run back in the first. He's one for one today. Looking at a 1-1 pitch from Brady Puckett. Off speed and a beaut. Sails that one right over the outside corner for strike two. Love to see another easy inning here for Brady Puckett. The stretch, the pitch, swing and a miss. He's on his way. Fifth strikeout for Brady Puckett. And brings up Blaine Smith, who was a strikeout victim in the first. The longer, John, pitchers go along, the longer they have easier innings, the more settled in they get in it.
Yeah, Puckett definitely is, and he's getting that off-speed breaking stuff over, and that's been a key to his success today.
And time called here by Blaine Smith. Two out here in the top of the fourth. Let's get those Warrior bats back in. The pitch out back this way. Just got a piece of it. You probably hear it hit off the backstop. Siegel has done a great job of hosting this tournament, this portion of the AAA tournament. Blackman doing the same with the AA tournament. The 0-1 pitch going to be popped up, fouled away. Want to thank Craig Revis and all the many people who work really hard here on this Siegel field to make things run smoothly, and Coach Justin Intrican over at Blackman. What we did yesterday was no small feat. I'm not looking for pats on the back here, but to do two broadcasts in two places within a few minutes of each other for two people is not easy without the help of others. 0-2 pitch. Change up in there for strike number three, and that's back-to-back strikeouts for Brady Puckett. Three up, three down here in the fourth. We move along to the bottom of the fourth. Riverdale coming up with McCullough, King, and League when we come back.
The time is now.
Absolute Land Auction in Murfreesboro, Saturday, May 31st. Lots number 35 through 38 on Searcy Street will be auctioned off. Again, this is an Absolute Auction in Murfreesboro, Saturday, May 31st. See pictures at BobParksAuction.com today.
Bob Parks Auction.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
First pitch to McCullough. That's before Barry Messery can even make his way out there. It's outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. McCullough, King, and League due up here in the Riverdale fourth. This pitch outside to even the count at 1-1. Haggerty still on the mound for the Cookeville Cavaliers. Riverdale leads 2-1. The 1-1 pitch outside. He's struggling a little bit, John, I think. Seems to have lost a little bit of control. 2-1 pitch, as I say that. Swing and a miss on a fastball that was outside by McCullough to even the count at 2-2. I think the fastball's still working. Pitch, this one in the dirt.
Yeah,
it's a curveball.
Yeah, everything's in the dirt. And you, when you throw a pitch like that, you've got to at least make it look like it's hittable. You know, make the batter, but they're not going to go for it if it's hitting the dirt before it gets to them.
Yeah, he's laboring to get it there. And this one, too, outside. And McCullough reaches on a base on balls. Brings up Dylan King. And this is a good start here to the Riverdale fourth. 1-3-0 for the Cookeville Cavaliers. 2-4-0 for the Riverdale Warriors. King. The pitch to him. This is outside. No, called that a strike, didn't he? Not many groans from that one. 0-1. King hopes to be pitching tonight, I would say. Haggerty, throw over. McCullough back.
Well, they're going to have to get a pitching performance for someone that out of the top three, you know, in order to make this work and to keep winning. He's got some options.
Bunted and right back to the catcher. Throw down to first. Do they have the double play? They do. That'll go 2-3 for the DP. McCullough thrown out at first.
Now batting the catcher, number 14, Garrett.
And just that quickly, there are two away. Garrett Lee going to have to get something going here in the fourth by himself with two out. Pitch by Haggerty in there for a strike. Sometimes that can give a pitcher a little umph, too, defensive
yep.
play.
Yep, you're right, and that was a huge play, trying to get runners over.
0-1 pitch, outside with the fastball. They ask to appeal, and they call the strike. They say league went. Catcher Shelton doing his job. He's asked for an appeal a couple of times. This one, a solid shot in the hole. Paisley digs it out. The throw to first is going to be in time. Boy, Edgington can really stretch. He has a big lumberjack out there. And 6-3 on the putout. Down go the Warriors. 1-2-3 here in the fourth. No runs, no hits. There was a walk, and no one left because of the double play. We move along to the fifth, and John will take over the play-by-play duties and hopefully bring home the Warriors. They're leading 2-1 on State Farm Prep Baseball.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. What are some of the advantages that Carpets by Osborne has?
Being a family business and being locally owned and operated, we do free estimates. We have our own subcontractors that work for our business. We will come out, look at your floor covering. Throughout the whole process, you deal with an individual. You're not passed off to different contractors. We handle it from start to finish.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Taking pride in getting our athletes back on the field, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is your sports medicine provider. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. Here to take you the rest of the way here in this first game, here's John.
All right, Clay Talkins in the batter for Cookeville. Riverdale leads 2-1 here in the top of the fifth. Brady Puckett with six strikeouts. The 1-0 pitch. There's a strike call on the inside corner. One ball, one strike. The big tall right-hander kicks and fires. Swing, the grounder to second. Up with it easily is Dylan King and makes the throw for out number one. Talkington retired 4-3.
Just a reminder that coming up, John, after this game, we'll have a brief intermission in between and then bring you Central Magnet at 32-9 versus CAK, Christ Academy of Knoxville. They're 32-9-1 A win for Central Magnet puts them in the bracket championship game.
And fouling it off his foot is Taylor Hall. Taylor has flied out. He's 0 for 1. Batting here in the bottom of the fifth, or make that the top of the fifth. They're going to check on him. He took a pretty good little hit from that ball.
He may need a little TOA after that. Don't think it was too bad.
I think he's giving him a little time to kind of get back in there. Taylor's the second baseman, the little guy.
John, just to remind folks as well, if Riverdale wins this game, they'll play at 6 o'clock tonight.
Here's the wind in the pitch. There's a strike. And he's out in front 0-2 to Hall.
The next game that's coming up is the winner's bracket game between Ravenwood and Farragut. Whoever loses that game is who Riverdale would play if they can hold on and beat Cookeville here.
So we may get another look at Ravenwood quite possibly.
It is possible.
Here's the 0-2 pitch, breaking ball into the dirt, and it's a ball and two strikes. They asked for help. They say he didn't go.
Well, if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. They keep Cookville is asked a lot to appeal down to first. Refs are going to get tired of that, aren't they?
Here's the pitch outside. Count even, two balls, two strikes.
I will put that in my car, but I don't.
I thought you might need that. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. And Hall is retired. Strikeout number 7 for Brady Puckett, who just keeps getting better as this game progresses. 2-4-0 for Riverdale, 1-3-0 for Cookeville.
John, I'm going to get really quiet for a while.
Okay, good luck for three innings.
But bring home a win.
All right, I'll do it. You can count on me, Chief. Well, maybe. Swinging a foul tip, and it's 0-1. Two out in the inning. Cookeville batting in the top of the fifth, trailing by one. On a very nice day, beautiful day. Some clouds scattered in with some sunshine. Pitch is outside. One ball, one strike. Cookeville got their run in the top of the first. They've been shut out since. The wind by Puckett, here's the pitch. Curveball and a beauty. It's in there. He had him backing off of that pitch, and it's 1-2. Puckett with a 1-2 pitch on the way. Here it is. Breaking ball. This one gets the umpire. And it's two balls, two strikes. Puckett gets back on the mound. Not wasting a lot of time right now. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Low. And he's gone full now to Charles Harris. Harris grounded to short his first time up. He's 0 for 1. Top of the order due up next. Here's the pitch. Swing and a high pop left side. On comes Swayze. He's got a dive. Can't get it. It's a base hit. So a single for Charles Harris, and that's going to bring up the top of the order. And Jackson Paisley, who is singled and struck out. He's 1 for 2. He's the center fielder. Good speed. Harris at first. Two out here in the inning. That looked like trouble as soon as it hit the bat. Puckett looks in to Garrett League for the sign, the stretch. Here's the pitch. Into the dirt. One ball, no strikes. League has knocked down a lot of those curveballs. Done a good job today. 1-0. Puckett checks over to Harris at first, has a short lead. Here's the pitch. Strike call, throw down, and he is back. That throw was right on the money, but just a little late. And they call it a ball. Two balls, no strikes. No, it is 1-1. I doubt myself sometimes. I shouldn't do that. One ball, one strike, two out, runner at first. Puckett throw over, runner back. That was a good move by Puckett. And we're ready to go here again to Jackson Paisley. Huff, shading him toward second. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss on a changeup. Runner was going. Foul tipped it. and it's 1-2. A packed house here at Siegel High School. I'm sure it's going to be packed over at Blackman when we get over there this afternoon. 12:30 is the intended start time for that game. We'll have it right here on WGNS, giving complete coverage of baseball here in the spring fling. Puckett from the stretch. Throw over, and the runner back easily. One ball, two strikes. Paisley back in there. Puckett taking a little bit of time. Now he's stretching. And the 1-2 pitch, runner not going. It's low and outside, a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Harris bluffed going to second that time. That may cause another throw over. Two balls, two strikes, two out. 2-1 Riverdale. They lead it here, top of the fifth. Runner, he fakes the first. And a balk is called, and he's going to go to second. Stepped off the rubber, didn't throw. So it's a balk, and down to second goes Harris. So now Brady going to have to concentrate on this batter. Tying run at second base, two out. The stretch, the 2-2. Swung on, fouled away, back this way and out of play. Count remains, two balls, two strikes. Cookville got their run in the first. Riverdale answered in the second with two of their own and have a 2-1 lead. 2-2 to Paisley. Harris with the lead at second. Puckett checks the runner, now delivers. Curveball swung on, up the middle. Speared by Huff. No, it's through for a base hit. A play at the plate, and he is going to be out. What a throw by Haddon Adams. It was a strike to League on the fly, and Harris was a dead duck. Garrett League did a great job of taking the ball. It was up to the outside of the plate and made a great tag, and the inning is over. No runs. There were two hits, and there was one left, and we have completed four and a half. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Riverdale still leads 2-1 over Cougar. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
Caesars, your big game party headquarters, with large, hot and ready pepperoni pizzas for just $5 each. Add a crazy combo, Italian cheese bread, or hot and ready Caesar wings, and you've got a party.
Get a hot and ready pepperoni pizza for $5 or a 3-meat treat for $8.
Little Caesars proudly introduces the new deep, deep dish pizza with 8 thick, crispy corner slices, hot and ready every day for just $8.
Pizza, pizza.
On Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart, and Franklin Road next to Matco.
You'll feel the difference at Jerry Potts Car Care when you walk in the door at 2420 Southgate Boulevard.
It's family. I feel we offer an alternative to having to go to the dealer.
That's Stacy Potts Orifice at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We treat everybody with respect. We're going to fix their vehicle how we would fix our own vehicle and make it safe. And we stand behind everything.
Jerry Potts Car Care, just off South Church by the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Haddon Adams with the play of the game right now with that throw to home to nail Charles Harris. And we remain at 2-1. And Jeremy Haggerty getting ready to work the bottom of the fifth. He's going to face Jordan McNeil, then the top of the order, Drew Huff, and then Haddon Adams. McNeil, left-handed batter. Here's the pitch to him. And a strike called, 0-1. Both pitchers have pitched well. One run, five hits for Cookville. Two runs, four hits for the Warriors. Well, that Haddon Adams gets a blue star on that throw. Here's the pitch. Shows bunt. And it's 1-1. McNeil, Huff, and Adams. The first three here in the bottom of the fifth. The wind by Haggerty. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Rutherford County's Athletic Director Tim Tackett here viewing the game today. All things Rutherford. We hope Riverdale can hang on to this win here. Here's the pitch. Swung on. A shot down the first base side and in fair territory. McNeil on his horse. He's going to make second. He may go for three, and he is. And he's going to be standing with a triple. Great start here for the Warriors in the fifth. A leadoff triple for Jordan McNeil. There's nobody out.
Now batting for Riverdale, the shortstop, number 77, Drew Huff.
Drew Huff, the batter, flied out to right, and he struck out. He's 0 for 2. This would be a great opportunity to break that. The pitch to Huff. Breaking ball sails in there for a strike, 0-1. 2-1 Riverdale. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Riverdale threatening for more. A little insurance would be nice for Brady Puckett. Up a right-handed batter. Steps in there. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Haggerty. Swung on, foul tipped. Back this way. And he's in the hole, 0-2. McNeil led off this inning with a triple. He's down there at third with nobody out. Got to make contact here. The left-hander kicks and fires. Swung on, he does. Grounder to second, playing in. They throw to first, hold the runner, and there's one away. McNeil could not advance. 4-3 on the putout. Infield is in. They don't want to give up any more runs, especially the way Brady Puckett's been going. So now there's one out, and Haddon Adams the batter. Here's the pitch. And a strike is called on the inside corner, 0-1. Central Magnet and CAK coming up at around 12:30 this afternoon. And the 0-1 pitch is outside. One ball, one strike. Riverdale 2, Cookeville 1. Here's the pitch. Swung on, bounced right off the Haggerty. McNeil's not going to score, but reaching is going to be Haddon Adams with a single off the pitcher. Let's see if Haggerty's all right. That was a shot he took. Looks like he's okay. Had no time to throw out Adams, who runs very well. Well, here's the situation you want. Brady Puckett, the batter. Your number three hitter, who has singled and walked. He's 1-for-1 and a chance to help his own cause. Sheldon barking out some signals. The Raptors are here. They're getting ready for their game at 12:30. They've arrived in the park. Haggerty in a jam. Here's the wind and the pitch. It's outside. One ball, no strikes. They don't want to give Brady Puckett a fastball in or around the middle of the plate. Here's the pitch. And it's a strike called. One ball, one strike. The stretch, the pitch. Swung on, curveball, right back to the mound. They're going to send McNeil. It's going to be close, and he is safe. McNeil beat the tag. He did a great slide. And now we're going to have a discussion. I'm absolutely sure they're going to have a discussion. They may. He wants to know where the tag was applied. He slid behind home plate. It was a pretty good slide, but Shelton maintaining he had him. And it's 3-1. So that's a fielder's choice for Puckett. He's at first. And McNeil comes in from third. Haddon Adams goes to second. 3-1 Riverdale. Six hits for the Warriors. And Belcher running for Puckett at first. Here's the pitch to Swayze. A chance for Riverdale to tack on a few more here in the fifth. It's now 3-1 Riverdale. Swayze, the left-handed batter, steps in there. Lefty versus lefty. Here's the pitch. Swung on, chopped foul down the first baseline. Three, 6-0 for Riverdale. 1-5-0 for Cookeville. One ball, one strike. Swayze has a double and a walk. Here's a pitch. He swings and hits that one a long way, but it's way foul. And it's 1-2 now to Caleb. Woodson would be next. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Just got a piece of it, fouled it back. Still 1-2. 3-1 Riverdale. And a zealous fan making a comment. Shelton goes out to talk to Haggerty. Now he's back behind the plate. Swayze's ready. Runners get their lead at first and second. Adams at second, Belcher at first. Here's the pitch. Change of pace, foul back. So good at bat here for Swayze. The big batter here for Haggerty. The bullpen is warming up for Cookeville. The stretch, the 1-2 pitch. Into the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. The loser of this game eliminated. So every pitch is big. Jeremy Haggerty had to make some big ones here for Cookeville. One ball, two strikes. The stretch, check of the runners, and he steps off the rubber. And we'll start it all over again. The stretch, and now the pitch. Swung on. Well hit to right. It's deep. However, a nice catch by Julian. Runners will tag, or at least Adams will tag at second and go to third. So Swayze hit it a ton to right to Julian for out number two. Belcher held at first. Adams goes to third. And Brad Woodson now with two out, who has singled and struck out. The sixth man, the bat in the inning. Got a big run down there at third. One run is already in. It's 3-1 Riverdale. Woodson steps up there. Haggerty, the stretch, the pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. 0-1. Haggerty with the pitch. Outside, runner going. There'll be no throw. And Belcher's in at second with a stolen base. One and one to Brad Woodson. Haggerty from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Strike call, same spot. Maybe a little higher as the first strike. One ball, two strikes. Let's see Brad take this the other way. And time is called. Saturday takes a little bit too much time. State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, First Bank, Realtor Annette Brancher with Reliant Realty, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden. Pitch is swung on and missed, and Woodson goes down swinging. Strikeout number five for Jeremy Haggerty. But not before Riverdale tacks on another run on two hits, and there was two left. We've completed five. Go Warriors. It's Riverdale 3, Cookeville 1. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley. If you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change. Which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up. Like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
That's amore.
Gondolier Italian Restaurant has opened their first Middle Tennessee location in Murfreesboro. Gondolier offers fine Italian and Greek cuisine at affordable prices. Be sure to check their website to learn more about their $4.95 lunch specials and their daily dine-in deals, which include a kids' night, seniors' day, date night, and charity event. That's Gondolier Restaurant at 219 Northwest Broad Street, just south of the Murfreesboro Square, and online at murfreesborogondolier.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson. You're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
We're going to the top of the sixth. John Dingens here with you. Brian Barrett has already gone to Blackman, getting ready and setting up for our second game this afternoon, which will be Central Magnet and CAK. Ben Shelton leads off here in the top of the sixth, and a 2-0 count to him, and there's the wind in the pitch by Puckett. Swung on, bounced to third. Woodson plays it on a hop, long throw, a little high, and gets by. And there's a collision, and luckily Fultz is okay, but Ben Shelton isn't. He takes a pretty hard fall, but he is back up on his legs. That was a pretty tough collision. Brad Woodson played that. Let that ball play him, I guess you'd say. But he had time to throw, but just threw it high. And they're going to get a runner for Shelton, and that's going to be Stephen Mills. He's a sophomore, a pitcher and an outfielder running for Shelton. And that's going to bring up the meat of the order, and that's James Paisley, followed by Ryan Julian and then Jacob Edgington. Today's game is brought to you by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing, and Gas, Animal City, Ace Construction of Tennessee, Music World, Drummer's Den, the Stones River Mall, Toots Good Food and Fun, Madeline Scale, the Krischer Law Firm, Bud's Tire, and Reeves Sane Drugstore. They're still looking out there at Shelton. He's walking it off. And now he's coming back to the dugout. They would have gotten a runner for him probably anyway, and Mills is the man. And he gets a nice hand, limping a little. I'm not sure whether he tripped over the bag as he was going by or the contact that he made with Fultz caused that. And now Riverdale wants a meeting of the minds. And we're going to take a 30-second break, Rafferty, and we'll be right back.
If you need books, you go to the bookstore. If you need Blue Raider tees and gear, go to Lightning's Locker Room. If you're looking for the biggest selection of Blue Raider gear anywhere, why go to the bookstore? A bookstore specializes in and sells books. After all, it's in their name. Lightning's Locker Room specializes in and sells tees, sweats, polos, flags, and more, and spend all of their time creating the biggest selection. Lightning's Locker Room, the official merchandise source for Blue Raider athletics. 910 Richley Road, turn off Frog between Chewy's and Chili's, and at the football stadium.
And Ben Shelton has gone back to the dugout. We've got the pinch runner Mills at first, and the batter is Paisley, and the first pitch is swung on. Fly ball right field. Oncoming hard as Jordan McNeil makes the catch for out number one. Big out in the inning. And the first out. Paisley's retired.
Right fielder, number 11, Ryan Julian.
Going to bring up Ryan Julian, who is forced out on a 4-6 play and then flied out to center. He's 0 for 2. He's a big hitter to keep off the bases. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball a little outside. One ball, no strikes. Mills at first. One out now. See if they can work around that error. 3-1 Riverdale. We're in the top of the sixth. The stretch and the pitch. Swung on. Popped up out of play. So our broadcasting schedule, we will, after this game, we will take a brief intermission. And then we will go to Blackman High School for the Central Magnet CAK game, which will be around 12:30. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball swung on into the hole. Huff backhands it, stops it, knocks it down. It's a base hit. First hit of the inning. Now runners at first and second and one out. Mills goes to second. And Julian there with a single. His first of the game brings up Jacob Edgington. Singled and drove in a run in the first, and he struck out in the fourth. So Cookeville trying to rally, down 3-1 here in the top of the sixth. Edgington, a man of big stature. The stretch, the pitch. Fastball in there for a strike. That was chest high, 0-1. Puckett checks the runners. And now the 0-1. Breaking ball and a good one. And it's in there for a strike, 0-2. That has been a very effective pitch today for Mr. Puckett. No balls, two strikes. Mills at second. Over at first is Julian. Only one out. The stretch, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And they say they held on, and it is a strikeout, and it's a huge one. As Edgington goes down, strikeout number 8 for Puckett. And the last hope for Cookeville here in the sixth, Blaine Smith, who has struck out already twice, 0-2. It would not bother me in the least if that happens one more time. Smith the batter, two out now. Stretch by Puckett, and he fakes to second. Throw was not made. And we'll start it all over again. Here's the pitch. Curveball right back to the mound. Easy play for Puckett. Throws over to Fultz. We're out number 3. The error did not hurt. No runs on one hit. There was one error and two left. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Riverdale still leads it 3-1 over Cookeville. You're listening to State Farm Spring Fling on WGNS.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
Parents of seniors, listen up. Loveless Photography wants to remind you there's still time to get your senior portraits ordered. It's time to mail in those cap and gown photo orders. They've been laying on the kitchen table for a while. Get those mailed back into Loveless. Also time to get those spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography, capturing memories for families for over 30 years. They're proud of this year's seniors, and they know you are too. Get your cap and gown along with spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography on Clark between Memorial and Highland. LovelessPhotography.com, 890-1558.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Oh, what we say while we're off the air. Rafferty has already committed to mowing my yard. That's awesome. Thanks, Rafferty. Rafferty Cleary back at the station. Appreciate his good work. We go to the bottom of the sixth, Riverdale. Trying to get a few more runs, and they will lead off with Clint McCullough. Clint struck out and he walked. Pitch to him is a strike called on the outside corner, 0-1. 3-1, Riverdale leading. Trying to get to the next game, which will be at 6 o'clock if they win this one. Here's the pitch. And there's a breaking ball swung on, pretty well hit to left. And it is caught for out. Well, nope. Single. It drops in front of the left fielder. I was blinded by the umpire. Got a new pitcher in here, by the way, for Cookeville, and it is Alex Jones, a senior relief pitcher, and he's greeted rudely by Clint McCullough with a single. So the leadoff man is on. Good start for the Warriors. Dylan King, who's doubled and popped up. Now grounds one to third, and the throw to first is in time by Harris. But it gets the runner down to second. Brings up Garrett League, who struck out and grounded to short. He's 0 for 2. Run here would eliminate that tying run coming to the plate in the top of the seventh. Is always a good thing. League the batter. Here's the pitch to him. Swung on, popped up in the infield. Going back is Taylor Hall. He's under it, got it in shallow right field for out number two. So Alex Jones in relief gave up a leadoff single, but he's got the next two out and one out away from getting out of this inning. Cooper has three more outs.
Right fielder, number 17, Jordan McNeil.
Jones looks in from the sign from Shelton, who's back in there. Here's the whine and the pitch. Breaking ball and a good one in there for a strike, 0-1. Jones, a right-hander, facing the left-hander McNeil, who had a triple his last time up, and it was a huge run. That was run number three that scored. And the pitch is in there again for strike two. 0-2 the count. McNeil really spreads out that stance. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball, swung on, easy grounder to first. Edgington going to run to the bag, and it's close, but he gets him for out number three. So he goes three unassisted. And that's it for the sixth inning of play. No runs, one hit. There was one left. We're going to the seventh. You got to hold them, Warriors. Riverdale 3, Cookeville 1, and you're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
The Smyrna Bowling Center, a great place to take the family for fun.
Bright and colorful and not dimly lit like the bowling alleys of old. The fun never ends.
Mark Hubbock is general manager at the Smyrna Bowling Center and says anybody can bowl.
From small children all the way up to senior citizens, anybody can do this sport. It's a great activity. You know, you're taking a 12 to 16 pound bowling ball for most people and rolling it down the lane, three game series, you're going to lift quite a bit of weight.
Come on, let's have fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brett Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
Craig's Tax Service is located just off Memorial on Heritage Park Drive. You can contact us at 890-2233.
It makes sense to get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We are proud to support all Rutherford County student athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
State Farm Sports on WGNS, presented by State Farm Agents Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jenny Allman, Trey Helton, and Monty King. Get to a better state with State Farm. We're now going to the top of the seventh, Cookeville's last chance, and the first pitch by Puckett is swung on and missed. And the batter for Cookeville is the left-handed swinging Clay Talkington, who has struck out and grounded to second. He's 0 for 2. Here's the wind of the pitch, swing and a miss. Doing some off-speed stuff, and he's out in front of Talkington. I've got it at 0-2. 3-1 Riverdale, top of the seventh. Here's the pitch. Boy, just reached out for desperation and fouled it back out of play. 0-2. Talkington, Hall, and Harris, the 7, 8, and 9 hitters here in the seventh. Brady Puckett, who's gone all the way. Here's the pitch. Just missed low. One ball, two strikes. He's given up six hits. And in typical Brady Puckett fashion, hasn't walked anybody in the game. Strike three called. He just picked up strikeout number nine. You talk about a key performance after coming back from a loss. Brady Puckett has been the man. One out in the inning, and the batter is going to be a pinch hitter, and that is Sterling Sarr. That's S-A-R-R, Sterling Sarr, pinch hitting for Taylor Hall. I don't know if he can hit or not, but he looks like he can. He gets a hold of one. Riverdale leads it 3-1, two outs away from advancing to the 6 o'clock game. Here's the pitch, strike called. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, came up empty, swing and a miss, 0-2. Puckett just standing there waiting for Sarr to get back in the box, and here's the 0-2 pitch. Threw him another one, swing and a miss, going to have to throw him out. League does so for out number two. 10 strikeouts for Brady Puckett. A great state tournament performance. He's one out away from getting his team to the next round.
Number 16, Charles Harris.
And that brings up Charles Harris, who has grounded to short and is singled. He's one for two. Here's the pitch. Fastball gets away, and it's one ball, no strikes. Don't forget to join us for the Prentice Awesome Hegan Air postgame show coming up right after this ball game. This wind in the pitch by Puckett. Swung on, popped up right side. Dylan King calling off everybody. He's got it. And Riverdale wins this one by a score of 3-1 on a tremendous pitching performance by Brady Puckett, who had 10 strikeouts in this ball game. 3-7-1 for Riverdale, 1-6-0 for Cookeville. Riverdale now will play tonight, 6 o'clock. And they will battle the loser of Farragut and, I believe, Ravenwood in that game at 6 tonight. All right, coming up, we're going to have the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air postgame show. We'll have more for you as we continue here with State Farm Prep Baseball. It's coming up next. Stay with us.